All right. It's your song. I'm going to let it play for you. Let this you do your thing. Oh, do your thing then. Let me see what you're going to do. Don't get too nasty. Oh, grandma dance.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to,
did we even come up with a name yet?
Day 5 with Davion.
Oh, because it's daytime. Daytime in Texas.
Texas and we vibing. It's a day, still daytime. All right, you guys. So welcome to our first podcast, you guys. So I'm excited. You can't tell yet. I can tell.
I just need a little bit of juice.
Cause you percolate. You look like you percolate. So welcome, you guys. This is our podcast where we get a chance to share our journey through our marriage, our life, our struggles, our trials and tribulations. First thing we're gonna do is just introduce you to who we are, you know, and how we got here, you know.
Big booties. That's how I started.
I only had one big booty. not booties. You ain't finna set me up.
You see how she started with another booty, and you didn't like that booty no more.
Don't
and
be.
Then
you ain't got to put my. Can I tell my story? Make sure I'm talking into the mic so y'all can hear me. So, let's get it started, you guys. So, first off, my name is Davion. This is Cavi.
Yeah.
This is our first time doing this, you guys. We just, you know, after posting for the last month or so on Facebook, seeing all the responses I've been getting from these uncomfortable conversations, I was hashtagging them uncomfortable convos. Because these are the discussions and the questions that a lot of us in life are scared to ask and talk about, right? And I've always said and I've learned through my own experiences of having these conversations and asking these questions about yourself, about your family, and your marriage, whatever the case may be. And through those questions and those answers, you really find out who you are and you can't, and it forces you to grow. So we decided, you know, let's just start talking about it live, you know, give some more context about it. Because on the Facebook post, our Twitter post, our Instagram post, you piss people off because they don't understand why you're doing it, or even your answers are your perspective, your side of the view. So I decided, let's just do it, you know. And we just, you know, luckily, you know, I see why God had me doing music these past year or two, and my wife been doing a lot of the YouTube this past year or two.
Right.
And it's weird because this podcast is like bringing all those worlds into one.
You better talk.
You know what I'm saying? I'm talking. Am I talking?
You
feel me? Mind effing you right now? You see how your boy do it? Hey, your boy is in the game.
All right,
so.
Need
a breakdown. You better shut up. All right, you guys. So, I mean, not you guys, but Cavi. All right, let's start with you.
Yeah. So, what do you want to know?
How we get here? What's your story? Like, how do we get to this place in our life and in our marriage? Let me hear from your side.
Okay. So first, it started
okay.
Yeah, no. So anyway, all right. So my parents created an amazing, beautiful child. And you really just couldn't help yourself. You know, you had to slide in my DM, which you did. I appreciate that slide.
Okay.
You've been sliding ever since.
Yep. All right. Well, all right.
And, yeah, so we got here because you reached out to me. I think you were in a pretty vulnerable place at the time. So was I. Right, we're not going to use names, because who needs them? They know who they are. But, yeah, so we're fresh out. You reach out to me, and we decide that we're going to just hang out. Yeah, right?
Something like that?
Yeah.
Let's go a little bit deeper in that, though. I'm going to fast forward into the future. We did just hang out and hang in. I'm going to fast forward into the future, all right? So, I know you've been sharing with me about how you struggle with your femininity, not as a woman, but as a wife in a relationship. So I really wanted you to share and touch on that. Like, how did you...
So that person...
Yeah, you you're going the right way. So I wanted you to give context in the beginning, but how did you get to where you are now, where it's like, okay, I want to, because now you're on this whole new journey of femininity at the same time that I'm on this whole new journey of masculinity.
Yeah.
How did you get there?
Well, I just looking at the things that happened in the past, like looking at where I was in space when I met you, I was very like butch, you know.
Well, damn. Okay.
I was not a homosexual.
Okay.
No shade to any of the homosexuals in the world.
Of course.
It's
Pride Month, right now, right?
Y'all think.
Yeah, I remember. I just quick side note. I drove past her when we first was dating. I drove right past her. I was picking her up for a hangout at the beach. I don't remember where we was going.
And I was like, I'll walk to you.
Yeah, she's going to walk to me. And I was like, nah, come pick you up. I drove right past her, and all I hear is somebody yelling. So I slammed the brakes in my truck.
The
van. I slammed the van and was like, who the hell is this nigga trying to talk to me?
Right.
I told her, you better not ever come out the house looking like that again.
I remember that like it was yesterday. You literally opened that big ass door and was like,
don't ever come out here like that.
And I remember that was like a window to a journey like that needed to be.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it from that. You went deep.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the only time I ever did it.
Don't you do it. Don't you do it. Don't do it. How old were you at that time?
I was like 22.
Okay.
You know, yeah, right.
I can't remember. I ain't gonna lie.
I was 21.
I was okay.
Yeah, on my way into 22.
21.
21.
I wish I had a little sound. 21.
So I was on my way to that. Like, I always wanted to be. I admired, you know, the people, the women of the world who really kept themselves together. I just was curious, like, how do you do this? How do you have time to sit in the salon? So, anyway, that beginning kind of set the tone for what I believed in your heart that you wanted. Like, it was not okay with me being regular.
Not at all.
Yeah. At all.
I mean, it's nothing wrong with being normal if you want that, but I saw potential.
You did?
Yeah, I saw potential.
You saw a little bit more than that.
I saw a lot of whole cheeks, too, but we ain't gonna talk about that right now on this show. This might go on YouTube.
Listen, stand frame real quick.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
This is the frame.
There we go.
I'm sorry.
So, and what is this about? Like, what does this show mean to you?
This show means a lot to me. This is actually me stepping out of my comfort zone, because if anyone knows me, they know that I'm an introvert, right? I'm very much an introvert. I'm a man of few words. When I normally speak, it's because I really have something to say.
Yeah.
But that does not mean I was never a leader, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Never had that assumption. I think a lot of people around us had that assumption, and we let people around us create the story for a little while.
Yeah.
For sure.
So I think for me, the reason why I'm here is because throughout my marriage with, you know, the conflicts that we had, the struggles that we had, yes, they were big for me, but they were a window into who I was being as a man in our marriage. So what it made me do is go into seek mode. Okay, why when I'm around my boys and I'm on the field or I'm with my cousins or if I'm in a world of men, I become this alpha. Like, if you look at me on the football field, even playing 7-on-7 or even when I was, you know, back in my college days, I'm very much alpha. Like, I wouldn't back down. I'll be the first one to, okay, we want to go head up and help, you know, hit whatever the case may be. I'm going to be one of the first ones. But when it came to women, I would back down and become like this beta male and just, you know, whatever my wife says, I'm cool. I just want to please my wife.
When did you notice that?
For this is probably like in the last month of the words. I knew the feeling since the beginning of our marriage, but the words I didn't have yet until like the last month, and this Kevin Samuel stuff blew up.
Okay.
That's when I got the words of like, that's what I'm looking for. but that was the feeling I was getting, because not just Kevin Samuels, you got the people like The Roommates, all these other podcasts of the manosphere, and it was like, it was a window into who I am around men and why I was, why wasn't I acting like that in my marriage or even my relationship with other women. Like my mom, my, you know, even my girl cousins, like I wouldn't be that alpha male of like, no, I got this, I'm a lead. Even though I knew I was very much capable, I was struggling with it.
Right. So it's, well, you, I wouldn't have, in my world, from my point of view, I wouldn't have said you were struggling. Those were not my thoughts. It was just literally like, I thought your character was to just let women be and not to feel like the dinosaur in the room.
Yeah.
You know, just walking in, stomping on people.
Yeah. What do you mean? As what doesn't sound no walking in the room and
just walking in the room and like being okay with owning the room, even if it's a room full of women.
Yeah.
Are very vocal, alpha, whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
But the reason I'm asking this is because I'm wondering what was the catalyst this last month? Like, how did you even get there? Like, this is literally setting the tone for a lot of things that people can expect right now.
So you mean what were my steps in getting here or what?
Yeah.
No, actually I was, I can't even remember the, and like, if I felt like it was like a buildup. So when we got the house, you know, congratulations to us.
Oh, we bought a house.
Get the hand snaps. But we, you know, I got a house and that was a huge accomplishment for me, but I think it was when you made the post. That was like you made that post celebrating us get the house.
Oh yeah.
And I remember like I was, when you first read it to me, before you even started, you read it to me, and I remember tearing up because, yes, I'm happy we got the home, but I think it was like, it showed me who I was and what I was capable of, because, yeah, and it was like, because when you're in the picture, you can't see it. When I'm in the frame, I couldn't see it, and it wasn't until I got a chance to see it from your perspective of like, okay, Davion, damn, you did do that. And I had to say, okay, what was the trigger? And I remember us being homeless, and I can always use this moment of when you was in Costco. You know, if you guys don't know, if you go to Kathy's Facebook post where she talked about that part of our life as far as us living in our business back home in L.A.
Yeah, the actual brick and mortar.
The actual business, like inside the business with our, you know, our daughter and my newborn. Was he, that's 1 year old at that time?
1 year
old. We were standing in there at one point, and I remember us going to Costco, getting ready to move into the building. And I remember like we was trying our best, because we was in Herbalife, like, we was trying our best to like be positive and be like, we got this, you know? And it was like, we're gonna figure this out, you know? And we gonna make it to press team and, you know, still working on it. But at that time, we was like trying so hard to be positive about the situation. And I remember like I walked off to go get something or look at something. And I remember you walked towards in the middle of the aisle. And when I came back around, I just saw you like crying. Like I just remember it, like you was balled over crying, but you were trying to hide it. And I remember like walking up and I stopped in my steps and I'm like, and that's when it hit me. God was like, this is the cause of you not leading. And I remember like that's what got me. And I was like, okay, I'm getting choked up right now. Because it was a big moment, because yes, it was like, okay, we hit the bottom, but at the same time, it was like a springboard at the bottom. That's the best way I could put it. Like, yes, we hit the bottom, but it was like at the bottom, God was like, no, I got a springboard for you.
It
bounced back. And I was like, okay, I'm going all in. Whatever I got to do to get us out this. And I remember telling you, babe, I got you. I'll never allow this to happen to us again.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, so I'll never let this happen to us again. You ain't got to worry about it. And I just remember, you know, visualizing my daughter having to go to a gym 3 a.m., 4 a.m. in the morning to take a shower. She coming back talking about she saw these old women naked. And I'm like, this ain't, you know, I'm washing my boy in the sink. I'm like, this ain't cool. Like, you know, and I know what I'm capable of. That's when I went into seek mode of like, okay, leading a family the way I would lead, honestly, a football team. How would I lead men? I said, it's the difference. But in that moment, or through the journey, as I'm leading and I'm grinding and I'm leading and I'm grinding, and I'm like, okay, babe, we went and got the apartment. Yeah, like we got an apartment, you know, help with family. Family members helped, of course, but we got an apartment. We decided to take a leap of faith to move to Texas after a dream. That's a whole nother story we could talk about.
Yeah, that's another day.
We moved to Texas, got a luxury apartment townhome, went from there, and now we got our first home, right? All within the span of what, a year and a half, 2 years? year and a half.
Yeah. So Nash was one at the bottom. We were at the very bottom.
Yeah. To help other men break down those paradigms and figure out why they aren't leading in their marriage, because I talk to a lot of guys and that's what they talk about. Even they talk about it, or some will show it through their frustration of like, why won't my wife listen to me, or why won't my kids listen to me, or cry to me about certain things that they dad or their mom did, and it's part of the reason why they are the way they are. So my goal is, and this is God, you know, God given, I feel like this is my purpose to actually help build up other men in their marriage.
I'm here for it. Listen, I'm grateful that you even entertained having me on here, because it's a humbling position for me, you know, and I've been on this, you know, journey to really tap into femininity and tap into feminine energy, which is very different than femininity. And then also...
Say that again. I like that. Say that part again. Hello. Say that part again.
It doesn't cost a thing, girl. What are we doing? Like, we're not getting cookies. We're not getting extra treats at the gates of heaven for being strong. Okay? We are.
And you're not weak, because you're not.
We're not weak. And you've seen me do it. You know, you've seen me do my life, right? The people who have been following me for a while, they've seen me do my life a certain way.
That's why you're on here. I needed some, what we used to say at the house, some, what was the word?
The vocabulary. I really do hope for many
of
the women out there getting value from just seeing that it's okay.
Yeah.
Nothing bad's gonna happen.
And I noticed that, especially on the post when I made a post about when did masculinity become a bad thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I knew the answer. It wasn't that I knew the answer, right?
You believe your answer.
I knew that it wasn't necessary. Like, even how I asked it wasn't to say, okay, masculinity is a bad thing.
Right.
What I was saying was pretty much when did it become that everything about masculinity is toxic? And that's why I knew if I asked it that way, it was going to get more engagement. And it did. And it revealed a lot to me, because it was like everything that can be considered negative was coined toxic masculinity. It was meant, like, literally, like, everything. And I'm like, okay, something is wrong here. And I said, I was like, even the certain women, like, it wasn't like they wouldn't put, some people would comment on the post, some people would actually inbox me, and they would ask me, okay, when did, you know, well, how do I become more feminine? Why do I gotta lower myself to make a man feel comfortable? And that's why I was like, you know what? And before I do this podcast, I need to get my wife on board, because we have to show that side. Because I feel like, honestly, just to be completely honest, in the manosphere, if you don't know what that is, like, just look it up. It's pretty much all these YouTube videos, the people that they've been, you know, the masculine side of where we are in life. The Kevin Samuels of the world, the Joe Buttons of the world, like all these are, that's a part of the manosphere. Then you have like the feminine side, like the feminist movement, feminist, there you go, the feminist movement, all that, just the feminist, it's like they're battling against each other, and it's like, you guys are battling for the same goal, like, we're trying to be together,
yeah,
right?
No, I was about to say that, yeah, like, not competing energy.
Yes, and that's why I'm like, not, it's not,
they're not, you're not lowering yourself, you are humbling yourself,
yeah.
And I
yeah, but that's a part of feminine,
exactly.
Being feminine.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, there is, you know, there's much to be respected about it.
Yeah.
And I don't think that women really receive that.
Because it's a powerful thing, man.
Yeah, because we're, you know, even in the femisphere. In the femisphere.
There you go, coin it, babe, coin it.
In the femisphere.
That's going to be your thing right there.
Right.
What it, that's crazy.
Yeah,
I am.
No. There's
are
no,
you serious?
Yeah, no, there's no. Girl, that is so like, bitch, no. Bad bitches.
Damn,
out
okay.
Out here in these streets. Girl, look at you. Yeah, talk, like, it's all about the
so, let me ask you this then. What do you revere? Like, what do women actually, they applaud or revere? Like, what is it? Like,
oh, if, so we're silent applauders.
Okay.
So, there's a couple out there that are unicorn vocalists, right? They're very vocal. They're okay. Unicorns. They're, you know, girl, you look amazing. Oh my god, we really compete in that arena. It's like compliment sparring. We're like, bitch, you're cute, come here, you're cute.
Okay.
But so that's what we revere, is we revere ones who recognize us, who acknowledge us, and take the time to notice the things that we wish sometimes that men would notice. Mm. Like getting your eyebrows done, or you know, doing a little extra something to your hair, throwing some earrings on.
Do you,
but
what,
I don't try to be. Honestly.
Why not?
I don't try to be because it's not something that...
You were taught to be.
Yeah, you were taught. Well, not just not taught, but I wasn't... It's just not...
Conditioned?
Conditioned, I guess.
See, I'm using these words. Conditioned?
Yeah,
you're conditioned to... You wasn't conditioned to be...
You're not even taught it. What you're taught is to, you know, read the Bible, take it to God.
But that's part, I mean, I feel like it is to a certain extent, but it's not concentrated because you still have the seven fruits of the spirit where
right,
they talk about it, but I don't think.
We just don't. I mean, and that's why when you hear the topic of being humble, being submissive, it feels nasty.
I feel like you lose it.
Yeah.
I'm going to slavery.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, that's sensitive, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, you're just not, there's no cookies for that anywhere. You know,
you guys got all the cookies but can't get no cookies.
No cookies from each other, yeah.
Okay.
You know,
well, dang. That's deep.
Anyway,
okay.
That's we can go everywhere with it.
Yeah.
But really, I'm grateful that we are taking the time to give people a preview.
Make sure you're talking.
I'm glad that we're taking the time to give people a preview of what it is that we're up to, what we're trying to accomplish here, which is just sharing some insight, sharing some funky stories.
It's
I mean, because we've done a lot.
Yeah, I'm about to say, you got to be more, it's a lot. Like, it's what do you mean? Like,
relating
what do you...
Relating to the topic, right? We're talking about feminine energy. We're talking about masculine energy. Where is the, like, what is a story, aside from the one we shared so far, where we can exchange?
Where I wasn't being masculine?
Yeah, where you are, whatever comes up for you. I mean, even you bringing up that house and how I described it, I actually got...
Yeah.
Like, why?
Yeah.
They're like, you know, I just never heard you talk like that. And I'm like, you must not read my shit. I always
I think it was just because that the story behind it, so it made you like, you can like, I read all your posts, right? Like, of course, yeah, they pop up on my timeline. Yeah, so yeah. I think with that one, you can feel it. You can feel every emotion in the words and how you described it. Like, you can feel it. Okay. You can tell you wrote that when you were hurt.
I will take that.
And I think that was the difference. So you were very humble in how you wrote it.
Oh, I don't know about humble.
Yes, you were.
I was.
God had humbled you in that moment of being homeless. Dude. That was the place of humble.
Yeah, for sure. Humility.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
It's, right.
That makes sense.
It kind of takes back. Yeah. What just happened?
Yeah. Okay.
You're humble. Yes, bitch. I am.
Tell me, I'm the most humble person you will ever meet.
Right. And then all of a sudden you're like, no, the fuck you're
not. That don't even sound like.
You're not, bitch. You're not.
Okay. But a story. That's a hard one, babe. I can't even lie. I'm trying to think of one where. I mean, there's a lot, like, where I think I can go to a time where maybe when we was in the apartments back in Gardena, California.
Okay, I'm following. We had a few over there.
Yeah, we had a few. That was probably that one in the house when we were trying to build a gym. That was those two moments were probably pivotal in our marriage, as far as the battle of who's gonna lead. Okay, there we go. So our business. We did Herbalife. Yeah. All right. So we did Herbalife, right? I can go there. When we was doing Herbalife, we battled with who's leading this ship. And the problem wasn't necessarily a problem. It was just our story.
It was a problem.
We did
not survive.
We learned a lot from it. I'll just put that. So you started first, right?
I did.
So you started first. You started the business first, but you also started the journey of growing first. So you already took on masculine energy because you were in seek mode. I didn't know it was masculine energy then. I just looked at it as my wife was trying to do her thing. You know, you didn't want your life that we was in. Like,
I was like, come on. When are you going to do something?
I'm glad you said it because a lot of women say that. Like, they see potential in men. Like, I remember you telling me that when we first got together, I see potential, you know, even when we wasn't together. Yeah. Right? You would send a text or say something like, hey, I see potential in you. And when you get with that person, a lot of women would do this, and they see potential in this man. And if he's not stepping in it, they start to resent them. Because especially if you're the one growing and he's not. And I think that was that first initial movement of like, okay, you wanted to do something. Because I remember you saying it, like, you was like, I was hoping I didn't have to leave my husband. Remember saying that, like, so that's you're not alone. A lot of women do that, like, hey, I don't want to leave.
It's weird because it's like in my head, I would never leave you.
But
like,
that felt, yeah.
But I was just like, dang.
Like, if you would have left, you would have been like, I messed, I fucked up.
You
right, yeah, it would have been like one of those.
But it was non-negotiable for me to be a person who was growing with someone who was old. Because I stagnant.
Yeah. And I definitely was at that point. I don't think I was like stat. I think I was like defeated because I was just getting out of college. You know, my grandmother had just passed. And all those things were hitting me at one point where I think they call them a Delta male. Where it's like I think it's Delta. It's either Delta or Omega. I'll post it, but it's pretty much a Delta male. It's either Delta or Omega. But it's a male that normally is like aloof. He's an aloof. Like, this, you know, you meet guys that's like, doesn't nothing bother. Yeah. You know, like, nothing bothers them. Like, okay, yeah, they so, like, nonchalant, and it's like, they walk around, like, okay, and it's normally we end up getting in that place when we went through trauma of, like, either death or, you know, you lost a major job or just life is whooping his ass, right? And I think I was at that place, but at the same time, you were the light, and it's like, okay, I'm gonna hang on because I know this feels right, and I mean, you know, I'm still even questioning if I even want to be in a relationship. All these things were happening at one time, and I saw potential in who we can become as one, but I wasn't in a place mentally to be like, okay, let me just grow. I didn't even know how to grow. Like, I didn't know what personal development, I didn't know any of that stuff. I remember you bringing her stuff home,
yeah,
and I would clown, like, why is she listening to these old white men talk about being better people?
There's nothing wrong with older
But that's how I felt.
That was funny though.
That's how I felt. And it was like, you know, and I remember you telling me that, like, oh no, I didn't, you, when I finally decided to join you in the business 3 months later, I took on the follow and you coached me lead. So I automatically put you in the role of where I came from, which is my mom. That's
and
that's
I like that you, that
you see what I'm saying? Like,
you do, because you, I started to feel bad just now.
You know,
I'm
like,
yeah, I started to feel bad about it just now, but then I realized, like, you did put me there. I did open the door.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the opportunity did to me, technically second, but it made it to me.
Yeah.
And I was the one who was like, let's do this, let's try it.
Yeah.
And you were just very resistant, and I had no choice to step into that.
And that's why I said, like, it's not a bad thing. Like, we all have masculine and feminine energy.
Yeah.
It's not a bad, that's why I said it's not a bad thing that you did it, because it forced me. Either I was going to break or I was going to, it was that fight or flight.
Which is precisely where that feeling came from of, I may have to leave this man.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want to grow.
Yeah.
And I wasn't looking for it immediately from you, but the resistance of saying, I didn't feel bad because I knew I was onto something. I didn't know what it was. I knew I was onto something, but I think once you hopped on, yeah, the ship had sailed.
Yeah, Harry, the ship is already have a captain already.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even I remember, like, even as of late, I remember saying, like, looking back, and I'm like, because my name doesn't come on any of the checks, right? Their primary account holder is under you.
Yeah.
Like, everything was under you, and that shows. Even the people that we were talking to, it was like, they oh, that's Cavi's husband.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I remember that beginning. But what it did was, because of the kind of guy that I am, is I take on challenges. So that's why the whole thing of me becoming this, you know, swole dude, and like, no, y'all gonna know who the hell, y'all gonna, y'all gonna know who the fuck I am. I remember saying that. Like, y'all gonna know who the fuck I am. Like, I'm gonna, you know, and it became a battle. We started competing again. It was like, I put her in a position where, okay, we gonna see how masculine you really are. Like, okay. Like,
and I rose to the fucking occasion.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
And
it was not a back down thing.
Yeah. It was like a battle.
Yeah.
I remember you drawing out on paper, like, hun, this is what we doing. It was like, you drew two cars, and you, like, the car, we had one car in front. Cavanalogies. Right? But I remember you had the car. You, like, when we first started Herbalife, you were the one driving the car, and I was in the passenger seat. And then in the middle of Herbalife, when we really hit our foot, like, our ground, we had to hit World Team.
Yeah.
And after World Team, I started to drive, and then she started, you know, I think we went through the depression of the babies and all that.
Yeah.
We can talk about that later, too, but...
It's
a lot. Like, I remember, like, these are the journeys. Like, I started driving a car, and she was following. And we were just, it was like this back and forth, just tug and pull. And now that I'm looking back, that's what happens in a lot of relationships, especially modern relationships nowadays.
Yeah, some people are unaware that they're even in separate cars driving to the same fucking destination.
Damn. I wish I had a bop. Boom. Dropped the mic.
Yeah, no, it's fucked up. It's fucked up because a lot of people are not even aware. And I remember that feeling of being unaware. Just like, I don't even know what I don't know, but I know that I don't know.
It's the feeling. Like, that's what I mean. Like, I didn't think, oh, I was operating in this feminine beta male. I just, like...
I wouldn't have said that either. Honestly, I would have punched the bitch in the face.
You know what I'm saying?
But then...
Yeah, it's like a weird space to be in, because you just know something isn't clicking. And it's like, normally it's because your house isn't in order. Like, you know, you can go biblical, but your house isn't in order. And it's like, I'm not saying it can't work, because you do have relationships out there where the woman is leading.
Oh, it works, because they're still feminine and masculine.
There we go.
It's
just in different bodies. Yeah, that's, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's when I realized that, okay, you know, you just conditioned. Like, I put it this way. I even told my mom, I had a conversation with my mom, and we discussed this, and I was saying, oh, I'm reading this book. By the way, you guys, go check it out. It's called No More Mr. Nice Guy.
Yeah.
I'll post a link in there. It was No More Mr. Nice Guy by, Dr. Robert, can't think of his last name, God doggy.
Yeah.
But it's a dope book for people who, even if you're not struggling with it, I recommend reading it just to hone in on who you're being.
And just in case you might know someone who's trying to figure things out, and it's a great, it's, you can send that to them as well.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a page in there where it's talking about pretty much the mama's boy, right? And this is something that's very prominent in Black culture.
Yeah, we can definitely go there. I actually think that this here, this moment, just even recognizing these little nuances, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I really think it's dope because, you know,
it's hard to accept that as a man. I'm just keeping 100. Like,
it's,
it is.
It's hard. You're recognizing something about yourself that you wouldn't even breathe out loud in a room by yourself.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'll put it this way. Up until you, once you hit adolescent, it's no problem being the mama's boy. The problem is when you have to transition out of that. Because every culture has that where the mom raises the kids, right?
Yeah.
So especially if I'm raised in a single parent household where my mom was the head of the house.
Yeah.
My grandmother was above her. And then my great-grandmother was the pastor of the church, right? So
yeah,
I had, you know what I'm saying? I had all alpha females around me, alpha energy. Yes, I had great examples outside of the house of, you know, which we all did. I had coaches, I had uncles, but I'm raised up under a female dominant home, right? So to me, what is that telling me as a kid? Make sure you follow the women, right? And I carried that over. You know what I'm saying? And that's right. You can't, don't speak. So if I'm like, if my testosterone level and I'm stepping into my manhood, I'm trying to find my voice. What tends to happen is, and it's not the, that's what I realized, it's not the parents' fault because I put myself in that shoes. I'm talking about as a kid, when you're rearing your child, for example, our boys, right? They get in trouble. What do? You do something, right? You put your foot down. You carry a masculine energy to make sure you're enforcing something, right? So you have to do it to make sure your kids and your boys, especially boys, aren't overpowering you. The issue is we haven't figured out that middle ground of like, okay, how can I give him a voice? Still figure out where he's not gonna be timid towards women, because other boys, they're gonna fight. But when it's a woman, if the woman's in charge, you carry that over into your relationships, your marriage, and into your life. And I had the conversation with my mom. We both realized like, oh shoot. This is where the issue came in, because we never cut the emotional cord into, especially a marriage, but just relationships with women in general. As soon as I hit the age of like, okay, I'm starting to like girls, that should have been the conversation of like, okay, now it's time to transition. What tends to happen is because there is no father in the home. If there's a father in the home, they help push that along. That's what the book talks about. The father kind of takes over the adolescent boy once he hits the teenager stage.
Yeah.
Make sure you speak.
Right, where are we going so that I make sure I'm following?
We're talking about how I got to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm following you.
To this place.
Make sure I'm in the same.
I got you.
I was like, are we going this way and are we?
I'm just tapping it.
Yeah.
You're not going. That's gonna be a whole nother discussion. But yeah, that's, I realized that like we carry that as a Black culture, like the transition into manhood and the mama's boy stage and all that. But yeah, get back on top.
Yeah, I was like, this is about to go.
He's got to go deep because there's so many layers to like what we're talking about. That's what I mean.
So let's talk about some major. I literally just want to like briefly describe like major events.
Make sure you're talking into the mic.
Yeah, I apologize. So making sure we briefly touch on major cataclysmic events in our marriage, so that people can have something to look forward to the episodes to come. Just give me like name them off.
Okay, the actual getting married.
Getting married. Step one. Yeah. Okay, so getting married and engaged. Getting engaged, married, moving in together all within 2 years.
2 years. Mm-hmm.
Almost to the day.
Those are pivotal moments, okay. Especially the moving in together with each other. I think we did it before. Actually, we already was living together.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
Within 2 years.
Okay, yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah. I would say.
That was a rough
7 hours.
I forgot about that one. I remember hopping out the car and walking in. We're at Lakewood.
Yeah. That was another one.
The second time we almost went to the courthouse when we was building the gym. We were was we were just about to open the club and we got in an argument. It was about training certain people.
Oh, bitches.
Yeah. So that was
all a mess you see. Though,
yeah,
Mr. Rogers.
That was a big moment.
That was a big moment.
That was like I would put a title on that.
I would call it just being aware.
Aware.
What do we call it that time? Protecting the crown.
Yeah, I was like,
we were protecting the crown. Okay, what else?
Your turn.
Big moments. Okay, so big moment.
Homeless and crackheads.
Okay, for you.
Starting the business and being successful in the business at one point in time.
Okay.
Traveling.
Why was that cataclysmic?
Because it was a view into our first view into the grind. We learned how to grind together.
Okay, yeah, we did. We have mad hustle.
Yeah, that's when we figured that part out. Yeah, just humble.
No, humble. I don't have humility. We've talked about this.
One of our friends picked me up.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
You guys went to like Poland or something. What was that one about?
Oh, that was the same one.
Oh, it was.
Yeah,
okay.
It was the same one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me think.
I would say probably the homeless part, but the
right.
Yeah, going through that struggles. The babies, the dealing with the postpartum.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was huge. Yeah.
Don't recommend.
That was huge.
Do not sit there and go through that shit alone.
Yeah.
The
dealing with friends, losing friends.
Yeah. Losing family.
Losing family. Yeah.
Lost some family members together. Yeah. Very important
to learn.
Yeah. Dealing with grief with each other. Right.
Yeah.
We had roommates.
Yeah, roommate. Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
That's was a thing.
Two
that
or three sets of roommates.
We had multiple roommates.
Yeah. Moving, taking a leap of faith within 10 days of deciding to move to Texas.
Yeah, having a dream, moving to Texas 10 days later became a dream.
Yeah.
That's stupid and big, but it was faith.
Yeah, definitely, sure. Definitely.
What else we got? Like, give me the arsenal. Like, what's the stuff that people will be like, ah?
Hey.
Family, conflicts with family. Everybody has that problem, but that's something we can talk about. Definitely.
Ooh, you go.
Yeah.
Ooh, they go.
Yeah, that's definitely.
Yeah, letting people in.
Yeah,
keeping people out.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Setting boundaries.
Yeah, setting boundaries for sure.
Yeah.
In the first wave of our marriage, a lot of the issues we had almost always were triggered by someone else.
Yeah, always.
Outside of our marriage. And almost always.
Which is normally just the stuff we go through every that.
Yeah, it made me not want to leave the house.
Yeah,
but I'm not going.
This is things that we've all done. Like everybody, like even when we talk to other people about it, like I just look back at our marriage and our relationship, even because we got married so young, where we were finding ourselves at the same time that we're trying to figure out how to be a husband and wife and a parent at the same time. It was a lot, you know, and.
Yeah.
Not having actual good, great jobs to, you know, sustain, like, financial issues.
We
didn't have jobs back then.
Yeah,
so that's...
Yeah, we was entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
We was a couple of dummies.
No, that's a lot, man. No. Dealing with, you know, having attractive mates, like, and getting into the fitness world.
Oh, yeah, that was big.
That's big. Like, you know, a lot of people, we deal with that, with those things.
I remember a lot of people asking me that a lot. Like, women would pull me to the side and be like, how are you doing this business?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, bitch, because I'm beautiful. You're acting like I'm supposed to be intimidated in a room full of diamonds. And
yeah.
I'm a diamond.
Yeah.
No, we're fitting in together.
Yeah. Talk about, we're going to talk about all those things. All those things that you think about Even I want you guys to post some ideas and some topics.
I'm gonna go to the comments in a minute here. So I'm gonna give you guys an opportunity to ask some questions, some meaningful questions. And I'm gonna pull, you know, a couple questions before we close out. Yeah.
Yeah, man. So I mean, we're pretty close right now. Okay. I just wanted to get us an introduction of who we are, okay, what we're about, okay, and what we're about to do.
Oh.
Right. That's what this is about, you guys. So we're dropping. This is our first episode of our podcast, Cavi and Davion. Did we come? We said Day Vibing with Cavi and Davion.
Day Vibe with Davion and Cavi.
I love it. I like it.
It's
I like
Cavi,
it.
Like caviar.
I like it. Okay. Who gave you that name?
A good cousin.
Of that's still
yeah,
a dope name. Yeah,
no, I love it. So I was shouting about. I don't know if he wants a plug.
Of course. Knowing his conceited way, yeah, you would have told me.
You probably would. Okay, so we are cousins, and when I came around, so Cavi's not my legal first name.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying it, because a lot of people gonna probably look for you. Like,
who
is this?
You're not gonna find the real me. You're gonna find all the social media me, which is what I'm okay with and what I love. But yeah, no, we, you know, I came around here. There was a lot of work in your family at the time.
That was your last name.
I wanted to keep my last name.
I don't care about that. I don't care nothing about that.
Okay.
But yeah, cool. So, are you going to the comments real quick before we close
I'll
out?
To the
I hope to see. I can see you going real far. Just helping people. Yeah.
Yeah. So no questions. Definitely got a few comments, which I'm excited about. Just read a couple of them here. Some people are in separate cars.
I know you
mad.
Can't see.
Yeah, I'm gonna get mad close to them.
Yeah, I got you. But you got Thomasina says some people are in separate cars driving in the same. Yo, she said makes sense. She was agreeing with you.
Okay.
The
yeah,
comment.
That's one. Okay, cool.
Robin said thanks for the transparency.
Yeah, of course. What do we have to hide? We're all going through the same stuff. Yeah. Just our doors locked.
I think it said Teresa said I can see you all going far with this, helping a lot of people.
Absolutely.
Definitely, that's the goal, you guys.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
The goal is to help a lot of people.
Gotta talk about it. Don't be afraid about it. Don't be afraid.
Say sexually. I was gonna say fuckably, but like
it's gotta go. You got kids.
There are no if there are children watching this.
Their parents' fault.
For you. It's actually not. It's not my responsibility to censor social media. It's kind of like saying like an apple shouldn't be an apple if you open the fridge. Like don't let them open the fridge. I'm not gonna change who I am.
Cabin allergies. I can't wait to get the little box. I'm all kind of sounds or something. But yeah. Oh, thank you guys for tuning in. I didn't even realize you was live the whole time. Perfect.
So you can
eye contact everywhere I could. Alright, so we will be dropping this on YouTube.
Yeah.
As well as I got a few platforms on podcast that I'm getting in. Yes, sir. So putting the links in the bottom in our description. And tune in, you guys, share as much as possible. The goal is, even if it doesn't connect with you, it can connect with somebody that's like me that probably won't speak up and say they're struggling with some of these things that we're going to talk about. Yeah, it's about who can you help. So that's the goal, you guys. Like I said, welcome to the Cavi and they vibe with Cavi and I like it. You just came up with that, so y'all know.
We didn't rehearse a damn thing.
Just go out and be yourself. Which is a lesson in its own.
Right.
There we go.
I learned a lot.
There we go. All right, you guys. Love y'all. See y'all next time.
Thank you so much. That went bad.
boom, boom.